Fewer early voting days meant more people than ever cast absentee ballots in an effort to avoid long lines. But some nuances to voting absentee, like signing your signature the right way, meant a lot of ballots were invalidated. University of Florida professor Daniel Smith found that the numbers were higher among minorities.
If there were long lines and African Americans were pushed into absentee ballots and had a much higher rejection rate than white voters, I think that's a concern.
Smith says in Collier County, 6% of African Americans had invalid absentee ballots. That's compared to a little more than 1% among white voters. Collier County elections official Tim Durham says he's glad Governor Rick Scott is advocating for more early voting days.
One of the advantages of early voting over absentee voting is that if there's something wrong with the voter's record or identification or something like this, if there's some sort of something problematic, there is an opportunity for the voter that's voting in person to correct it.
Historically, minority voters have been more likely to use early voting than absentee ballots during elections. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.